Hello, my dear listener. I'm back for the part 2 of my review of the season 1 of Gilmore Girls. If you haven't listened to the part 1, then go for it. You won't be disappointed, I think, because I'm clearly excited to talk about this. Clearly, I really love it. So, in this part, I'm gonna talk about the second middle of the season, so basically around episode 12, maybe 10, no. 10 I talk about it, because it was about Woodshot being in the hospital, at the hospital, I think. But, so, after that, what have we? We have some big drama around Paris and Rory. Lorelai also is panicking because her relationship with Max is getting a little bit serious and she doesn't date much, you know? She just basically say to Max, I'll never drag a man in my house. Never, no man ever had put her food in my house. And you're just like, huh? Isn't it a little bit dramatic? I mean, Rory is not a kid anymore. You can bring men at home. I think maybe not in your bed. I can understand that she doesn't want to sleep with a man at her place. Then just take her out of that room. You know, it's a little bit difficult when you live in Starzola because everyone knows everything about everyone. So that's the little town, you know. So, after that, she goes on a double date with Suki Jackson and her she goes on a double date with Suki Jackson and the cousin of Jackson. That's very ironic. It's, what's his name again? Woon. I don't know if you say it in the same, but this date was epic. I mean, we saw also Rory going out with her boyfriend and her best friend and so on, but that's not the best part. The best part, it's Suki and Jackson first date. Jackson I didn't introduce him, but he's basically the farmer of Suki. Just basically he grows vegetable for Suki, cooking them in Lorelai's hen, and they are interested in each other, of course, but it's not obvious at first. And then Suki just asks Jackson out and you're like, what is this coming from, Suki? What a big girl you are. So, they're basically on a double date, and Jackson dragged his cousin with him, who's basically a jerk, because he's grumpy all the time, and he criticizes Lorelai all the time, because she's tall, and so on. And so they go on a witch restaurant, and then they are very... it's very awkward between them, and Suki doesn't talk at all to Jackson. She just talks to Lorelai all the time, and then Lorelai got tired and just say, okay, let's go to Luke, and they go to Luke, and then Lorelai sit with Luke at the bar and start playing card with him, and they talk about first date, and just Luke just basically implied that maybe him and Lorelai can go out one day, but he doesn't have time to ask her out, and it's just so cute, and just like, man, we are at the 12th episode, and he's already on her. And, you know, for those who doesn't know Gilmore Girl, basically Gilmore Girl, it's just about Lorelai and Luke, and everyone saw that they are meant to be together. We just wait for them to be together, you know. But it took a little time during this TV show, but that's basically the whole plot. The story is not about Rory and Lola. Yeah, basically it is, but for me it's not. The main thing you are interested in this show is that when Lola will be with Luke. And will be them, will they be happily ever after, and so on. And if you have watched the whole show, you know what happened. But here, I knew when I started the show, I knew that everything would be around them. But at first, in the first episode, it's not really obvious he is into her or she's into him. Basically, she's not into him. She just. Yeah, no. In the first or two or second episode, she's already saying to Rory, "Oh, isn't Luke cute?" And you're like, "What? You find him cute?" You know, because she always act like she doesn't give a damn about him. Like, it's just a friend, I don't care, he's in the friend zone forever. That's what she acts like this, you know, all the time. And he, the same. Always the same. Even when she said she has a date with Rory's teacher, he's not showing any signs of jealousy, you know? So it's you don't expect him to ask her out on the 12th episode, actually. And that's so cute. I'm a big fangirl of them, so you know, they're so cute. But he's just like, you know, we can one day, and he can finish his sentences with something happened, but you're like, oh, it's the first, you know. And we're like, but Lorelai is with Max at that time, right? And how we can say that? Rory and no, Lorelai and Max have like for me, it's not clear they split up. They almost split up because she thought it was going too fast, and also she realized it's very difficult for Rory to. How can I say that? For Rory to. Because, yeah, she's freaking out because Rory is getting attached to Max. She's started calling him Max instead of Mr. Medina because he's her teacher at school. So out of school, she talk about him. She call him Max, naturally, of course, because he asked her also to do so. But at school, he's still the teacher, you know. And also, they try to hide it because they don't want everyone to know that that her mom is dating her teacher. So she's, how we call that in English again? The teacher pet, yeah. They don't want Rory to be called a teacher pet, even though she can be. But basically, nobody knows. But when Lorelai saw that Rory is getting attached to Max, she just basically broke off with him. Not clearly, I think. For me, it was not clear. I mean, how can you understand that? I mean, if I was Max, I would never understand that they had just split up because it was just like, we should make a pause. But, you know, when someone tell me we make a pause, I'm on pause actually. You know, if my boyfriend said we should make a pause, I'd be like, okay, let's make a break. Let's make a pause. But it's not a breakup, it's just a pause. So I'm not gonna date anyone. I'm just waiting for the pause to be over and decide what we do if we stay together or if we broke up. But he was just like basically, okay, I'm single now. And but I don't want to date anyone. So Lorelai was like, okay, I'm single now. She was acting like she was single, but she was not dating anyone. And then who came back? Rory's father. The big empty picture on the of the show. Like, we know Rory has a father who just calls every Sunday. Wow. He lives in California, so he's very involving in Rory's life. And then he just came out of the blue in town and said, "Hello, I'm back." And when, bec you know, because they said at the beginning of the show that, so Christopher, the Rory's father, just called every Sunday, you would think that he know everything about his daughter, even though that he came. Frequently, it starts a lot to see them, but absolutely not. When he came in the 15th episode, when he just came back, Rory has to make him a tour of the city, and I was just like, what the fuck? Because she was like, oh, this is the Italian store, the donut store. She was just making him a tour of the center of Sassuolo, and you were like, I mean, she's 16. Don't tell me you've never been to Stars Hollow before and then you don't know anything. And yeah, they also introduce him to Luke. Because Luke said, yeah, Rory went to eat at my dinner and she was with a man. And Lorelai just said, oh yeah, it's probably her father. Oh yeah. And you were like, I don't know her, I don't know him. But Luke is pr supposed to know Rory since she's a baby. You know her from forever, you know, for 16 years. But he doesn't know her father. I mean, he's supposed to have been there at some times to come see them at some times. I mean, Luke is the place where Rory and Lorelai goes the most, but Christopher doesn't know Luke. It doesn't make sense for me. So Christopher came back and he basically tried to play the good father there. He tried to pay her to buy her a book, but the thesaurus actually, it's not, I don't know if you can say it's a book. But his card got just refused and she was just like, okay, you try for once to be the good father and you don't have enough money to buy her something. Okay. And you said you settled and you have a big company, you work very well, and they have dinner with the parents also. Then just it was just a mess. But when I saw Christopher, I was like, okay, I don't like him. He's just a piece of shit. Yeah. He's not rude, but it's a little bit because he called the people of Sazoro, he calls them idiots. And you're like, damn, you know, this city is like the whole world of your daughter, and you could decide everyone there, just go to hell, you know? And basically, he hook up a little bit with Lorelai too, and he asked her to marry her, And you're like, what? What this came from? It doesn't make sense. And she just said, okay, you're not stable, I'm not stable, we're not meant to be together, we just have one night together right now. After 16 years, and you asked me to marry you? That's no, that doesn't make sense. So she just refused, and I was like, damn, you're right, girl, you know? You should not marry this guy. He's not stable, he's not easy enough for you and your daughter, and it's for a reason that you're not with him anymore, and it's a reason that you didn't marry him when you were 16. And when he just, that's something that I would never understand. When he left, she kissed him in front of Rory. And Rory just asked them, just asked her for him, will you change your mind? And she said no. Then she kissed him a kiss goodbye. And like, girl, if you're not dating Max anymore, if you don't want to marry your daughter's father, why do you kiss him? You know? But it's maybe not my culture because here in Belgium, you don't kiss people you're not in a relationship with. You don't kiss your parents on the mouth, I mean. You don't kiss your friend on the mouth, you don't kiss your exes on the mouth, you just kiss your boyfriend when you are exclusive. And basically, Lorelai was just. I just hooked up with him. She just had a one night stand with Christopher when she came back here. And then she just said, no, we're not gonna be together anymore. Which I understand. So then he left. We don't need him, that's okay for me. And then after that, we saw Dean and Rory celebrating the 3 months relationship. Woohoo, 3 months. It's a big deal when you're 16, you know that. And they break up. Super cool. That's just the episode, you're like, it's like a roller coaster. You're like, oh, they're so cute, they're celebrating the 3 months relationship. And then, what? Why they broke up? And why they broke up? They broke up because Dean just said, I love you to Rory, and she just said, oh, it's nice. Thank you. It's a little bit like Otis in Sex Education his girlfriend said, when Ruby says, I love you, and he said, oh, it's nice. He's the same. It's basically Rory was not expecting to be. To have her boyfriend telling her she oh I just smashed my world. Rory was not expecting Dean to say I love you so fast, and she was not ready to say it back. And he took it like she doesn't like him, she doesn't love him. So he just broke up with her, yeah. And also after that, you saw Rory just denying everything. She couldn't cry. She just moved up. She got like a workaholic. She got herself busy a lot just to not thinking about it. She pretended she was fine. And so we were just waiting for the last shoe to drop. And finally she cried. That's basically what the 17th episode is about. And of course, Dean is pictured as the bad guy from everyone. And then in the next few episodes, Rory tried to avoid Dean, of course. She doesn't want to see him because she's very ashamed of what she did. And also we met Lorelai's grandmother, the mother of her father from England, which she is a very big bitch. I thought Emily was a bitch, but Richard's mother is... Oh, she's the top of the bitches, you know. And then also Emily came in Starzall for the first time, and Rory showed her the city, like she showed her father. And that's basically not really interesting. We also saw Luke being in a relationship with her ex. So, Rachel, the ex of Luke, came back to town out of the blue. We didn't even know she existed, and we just learned about her in that episode. And she just came back, and just like, it's normal. I don't understand this show so much, but she just came back from a trip in Africa for 6-8 months. I don't remember how many. But she just came back, and she just set up in Luke's apartment. And just like, girl, basically you just left like, I don't know, 6 months ago without saying goodbye to him, without telling him why you left. So he felt so rejected, he doesn't understand why you did that. He was just so wounded that he can't open up again now. And you just came back and you... Two of them just get back together like it was normal. I mean, how can Luke can take her back that way? You know, I just don't understand. And we don't even know at first if he take her back. But we saw that she lived with him. And you're just like, what? And so she tried a lot. She said to Luke that she's going to stay this time, that she realized that she need to settle, that she want a stable life, and then he is the guy to be stable with. But she's basically... You know, she's a bad widow. She's someone who's always on the move, who needs to travel a lot, who's always... She is not made for the life like Luke, to, you know, to stay in the same city her whole life. And, you know, she's just that kind of girl. And she's really nice. I don't blame her. I just thought that Luke and her was not meant to be, but try so hard to make it work, and it doesn't work. And also, Luke has a lot of trust issue about her because she left once, so he thinks she's gonna left again. Of course, everyone will think that. So he doesn't trust her anymore, and he's not able to tell her. And then that's how you saw that it's not gonna work, because instead of telling her, he just went to Lorelai, talk with Lorelai, repair things at Lorelai's house, you know, just to avoid his girlfriend. And then Richard left and just said, there's another girl, and don't wait too long to tell her. And he was like, what? No, we're just friends. And when she's, you know, that's so cute, because that's also a famous line, because she said, doesn't wait too long to tell her. And he just said anything. He didn't deny it. And we're like, yeah, you can't deny the evidence, Luke. You're in love with Lorelai, but... And you know what? Lorelai just got back with Max. In between Rachel and all that stuff, she reconnect with Max. And she obviously forgot to tell Rory, which was leads to a big fight between them. But basically, she went back with Luke, with Max, and they're cute together, actually. He's very a nasty guy, and I think they could have been a really good match. But I think Lorelai is very... she's very unstable compared to Max. Max is very the guy, very pragmatic, very, you know, he thinks things through, and he's just... He tried to do the right thing, but basically Lorelai got very... She listened a lot to her emotion, and when a past trauma came out, she just freaked out, and she doesn't talk about it. And so there's a lot of miscommunication between Lorelai and Max, and he is very trying to make it work. The very funny part is then the funny scene between Luke and Max, because basically Luke came at Lorelai's house to get back his toolbox, and Max and Lorelai was going out, so they are all dressed up, and Luke and Max talk to them, and she introduced Max to Luke and Luke to Max, and she said, "Oh, Luke is a good friend. I go to his dinner every day," and Luke is there. "Yeah, I saw her every day. So, bye, Lorelai. See you later." So Max is like, "Not tonight. You're not gonna see her tonight." You know, she just implicit that I'm gonna sleep with her tonight. Yeah, we know. And Luke said, "I don't care if it's late or not. I don't care when I saw her. I will always be there." And you know, you're just like watching them throwing sentence like them to each other, trying to fight. Really, it's really implicit, but they fight for Lorelai together, and that's really cute. You know, they fight for her without seeing it, actually, because it's very it's a lot of subtext there. And after that, Max proposed out of the blue at Lorelai and say, there's not good communication between us. You know what? We should get married." And you're like, "What the..." since when? When something doesn't work in a relationship, you get married to fix it. I mean, what's... And I thought, what it is with Lorelai's boyfriend and wedding? What is the... Is there a joke around it? Is there a bet going on of who's gonna propose? How many men's gonna propose to her? And then who's gonna win? You know, who's gonna win the proposal? And I thought, man, like 3 or 4 episodes before, we just had Christopher proposing to her in the living room, and now Max does the same, and she just said, like, "What? No, it's not a good proposal. There should be 1,000 daisies. There should be then, and then. There's being horses, and you know, she just want the big romantical proposal, naturally." And he was like, "Yeah, you're right. Let's start again, and let's go out to dinner." And in the final episode, we have Max actually proposing with 1,000 daisies, and it's super cute, and it's... Like, he took her line very seriously, and it's very cute. And she's just like, "Oh my god, how can I refuse a man who does that for me?" And I'm gonna say, yeah, who can refuse that? But for me, it would be like, man, I'm not gonna marry a man that I don't even know for a year. She's not even dating him for a year straight, and... How can she know she can spend her life with him? I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting married fastly, you know, but for me, I can't just marry someone I barely even know, and I didn't even date that much. And, I mean, he doesn't even spend every night with her at her place because she doesn't want it, and it's still very well between them and Rory, and he's just proposing, and she's just like, "Oh my god! He's the perfect man." She doesn't, you know, at the final here, she doesn't say yes or no. We don't know what she's gonna say, because Max just said on the phone, "Don't tell me your answer yet." And she's just on a cloud, you know, she's walking on cloud with her daisies everywhere. She can't wait to tell Rory, and I don't know if she's gonna say yes or not, but we can suspect and suppose, we can predict that at the beginning of season 2, she's gonna say yes. For me, it's a mistake, but yeah. I know what happened season 2, so I'm gonna go spoil. I'm not spoil you here about it, but for me, she shouldn't say yes. But also, Mark is very nice. He's very, as I can say, he's very more, he'll see that than Christopher, but I think he's not the best guy for her. Clearly, he's not the man of her life for me, because for me, it's Luke. But also, for me, it's just too soon. It's very too soon. Even if the gesture was beautiful, it's too soon. But that's just my opinion. So, basically, that was all my impression of season 1. It's a season when it happens a lot of things. And sometimes you're just like, what this is coming from? And everything goes well. And then, you know, I don't understand how they can make such a lot of this... I don't know how to code it, actually. You know, you think everything will go well, and then there's something came out of the blue that you didn't saw it coming, just like, I didn't expect that. And actually, it's when you recognize a good show, because you're always surprised by the things they write. But there's also a lot of things that not really logical. Like Kirk, for example, the character of Kirk. At first, he doesn't have the name Kirk, he's someone else, and then he became another character. It's just not normal, you know? But we forget it because he's not the main character, he's not really important, he's just funny sometimes, but, you know... Yeah. You just don't pay attention about this. But for me, it's just like... It's not how it's supposed to be. A show is supposed to be logical from the beginning to the end. But it's just like... It looks like rookie mistake, you know, that you made in the beginning of a show. It's a little bit like in Ghost Whisperer, if you have watched Ghost Whisperer. The pilot, the house of Jim and Melinda is not the same as the house of the rest of the seasons. And you're like, that's not normal. But it was because the pilot was... filmed very fastly, they were not sure they're gonna make other episodes, so yeah, it's like in every pilot is something not really logical, or decor that's not the same as the one it will be after, and yeah, I don't know how to explain that, but there's a lot of incoherence here, and when people will call it a rookie mistake, but for me it's just pay attention to details, please, when you make a pilot, because I pay attention to details, but that's probably one of my defaults. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to rewatch at the same time of like me, I'm gonna start seasons 2 pretty soon, so if you want to do the rewatch with me and talk about it, come to my Instagram, The Attic Pod, and we can talk about it. It's really, really cool. I love this show a lot, so... And if you want to reach out to me, we can make a group, of the fan of Gilmore Girls, sorry. I was gonna say Gossip Girl, but that's another show that I really enjoy too. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and... See you soon for another one. It will be maybe an episode about movies, the sequel of the challenge. I hope I'm gonna finish it one day. But until then, I hope you enjoy this, because this one was a little bit different. And I just needed to talk about this show, because I just finished the season 1, and I don't wanna... I just finished it today, so I didn't want to talk about it in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and forget about all the details that I want to talk about it, you know. I just wanted to tell it just right now, because I know me, and I'm gonna forget a lot about what I thought at first. And, you know, that's also why I take some notes on Twitter. And yeah, I'm gonna end here. It will be 30 minutes, so bye guys. Thank you for listening.